You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have got a segment that I have been waiting a long time to do. We're going to talk about the condo market with two pros. We've got Michael Sadoff. He's the director of Terrazas in Miami. He's been a successful real estate broker here with more than 10 years of experience selling high-end, high-profile, super-luxury condo projects in South Florida. We also have our old friend, Neil Fairman, president and founder of the Plaza Group, successfully foreseeing opportunities here that resulted in world-class real estate developments, including Marina Palms and Aventura. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's radio. You've got to talk into the microphone. The people can't see you. Wave. Now, Michael, let's talk a little bit about existing condos. You know, we touted this as existing condos versus to-be-built condos, but I got to believe you got different buyers for different types of condos, no?
Absolutely. There's an advantage to buying an existing condo, and there's an advantage to buying a pre-construction. The advantages are you could touch and feel and see what you're buying. You can move in immediately. We have a beautiful property on the Miami River, which is called Terrazas Miami. And, there's advantages to both.
Yeah, you've got a beautiful location there, and I got to tell you is that the views of downtown have to be spectacular.
We could watch the Marlins games right from the rooftop.
Okay, you're inviting me over to the Marlins, things. Now, Neil, I can see the cranes. The thing is enormous. I can see it now from my place on the horizon. You're down the intercoastal for me. So the advantages of buying new.
Well, first of all, I want to say we're topped off as of today. We've topped off our first building, starting our second one this month.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
And what I'd like to say is the condo market is segmented. There's pre-sales and there's pre-construction sales. Pre-construction sales are always the best deal because the developer wants to be able to have enough sales to go to his bank and get it financed. So when you see a pre-construction deal, that's the best possible pricing you can get. There's pricing for existing units also, where someone's bought these units in bulk, they paid the right price for them, and you can get a great deal on those also, like the ones Michael's selling at Terrazas. We had a little bit of both. We bought the Marina Palms property at the right price during the downturn. And we're in pre-construction, and we can offer fantastic deals on luxury property. And all the finishes are luxury finishes, Italian cabinets by Snidero, Sub-Zero refrigerators, all the top-end product at a price that's about half of what you are on the ocean in Sunny Isles, yet you're still on the water in a condominium that has a marina in it.
And a boat slip, no?
You can buy a boat slip also. And Jim, for you, anybody who comes in this weekend and mentions your name, we'll give them a boat club membership.
Turn off the radio and get over there now.
Well, we were running out of boat slips, obviously. We have 112 boat slips and over 400 condominiums. Sure. So we decided to develop a boat club so that anybody who lives in the complex can take out a 24 to 36-foot boat. They belong to the boat club.
Jeez.
And, they can really live on the water. So welcome.
Well, listen now, Michael, your group buys the units. They're rental units. What do you do from there?
Well, what we do is we have multiple types of buyers who want to move into the property, or somebody who wants to purchase something with a tenant in place and have income. So we position the asset for different types of buyers. We're getting to see both. We're getting to see 50% of our buyers who are occupying the residences, and 50% of the buyers are buying strictly for investment. They're buying below replacement cost. If we were to give this piece of land to Neil today and say, Neil, please replicate it, they could never build it and sell it for the prices that we're selling today.
And that's because costs have gone. I know Neil is very good at value engineering.
Well, I can say this. As good as we are, we started our first building about 14 months ago. We just contracted with Coastal Construction on our second building. It's costing us 20% more to build our second building after 14 months.
So 20% in 14 months, people were saying that it's about a point and a half a month. That's about right.
It is right.
I'm not good with math. Those are the CCMs. They do the math.
And the market's just going to keep going up in price because costs are going up, both land costs and construction costs. There's about 20,000 units that are proposed, but only 12,000 are actually in construction. Of the 12,000, 9,000 are already sold.
Holy moly.
With so over 50% deposits.
Yeah, right. So these are definitely
real
you
deals.
Know, firm, real deals with 50% deposits. So there's only 3,000 units that are under construction that are not sold, and we use 5,000 units a year in Dade County.
Well, people need to hurry before the supply is gone and prices go up. But I had economics in school. And what I heard in economics was that as the price goes up, fewer and fewer people can afford it, so perhaps demand goes down. Now, that's, I think, in a closed system. I don't think your condo market operates in a closed system, Michael.
I think it's even more than that, Jim. It's more of the Miami market. Miami is has become a cosmopolitan city. It's so dynamic. And, you know, when one market closes, the other market's open. I'm seeing people from Turkey, from Saudi Arabia, from China. We just did some deals with Chinese. You know, people are talking. The Chinese are coming. Chinese are coming. This is the first time I'm actually seeing them coming and buying. So, you know, our market's very dynamic and it's going to continue to grow. I think you're going to see more and more steady growth. Miami's still young. It's spectacular. You're going to see tremendous growth and it's going to keep going.
So it sounds to me like there's value in your deals, Neil.
There's definitely value. You will not be able to buy a condo at the price that it's priced today once we go into the ground on the second building. So you've got about 15 days to get there, and then prices are going to be going up between 7 and 10% at the very, very least. Let me say something about Miami. Knight Frank did a survey of the most important high net worth cities in the world. Miami ranked 7th, and Miami ranked 2nd after New York in North America for high net worth individuals wanting to move here.
Well, I think that study is wrong because it should have classified Miami as a borough of New York.
The 6th borough.
There you go. Well, Michael, now, you know, we've talked about that, but I got to believe that, you know, Miami and Dade County always fueled itself on the Northeast, I-95. Have you seen Boston and New York come back?
I sold Canyon Ranch for Lehman Brothers, and I'd say 85% of my buyers were from New York. It was from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. It was strictly the Northeast.
Neil, what are you seeing on your new construction, on your pre-sales and everything else? What are you seeing on your project there?
We're seeing quite a few Brazilians, but we're seeing the North Americans coming back into the market strong now. The Brazilians were the predominant buying group. It seems like they're still very, very strong, but in addition to them, we're seeing the Northeasterners back with a vengeance.
Now, your second tower, is that going to have the same deposit scheme of, and I mean that only in the profile of having 50% big deposits, or because I got to think smaller ones are more appealing to the Americans?
Well, we set ourselves up a little bit differently. We have 20% deposits upon contract and 20% deposits when construction has commenced, and we're only asking for 40%. And we did that because we knew that we would be attracting the North American buyer. And we set ourselves up 2 or 3 years ago waiting for the North American buyer to show up, and they're here.
Now, Michael, I was saying that the big deposit would be a problem for North Americans. What are you seeing?
No, it's definitely not a problem. I'm seeing the North Americans it's actually, our real estate is so much cheaper than the Northeast when you compare us to Manhattan, and we're being compared to Manhattan right now. And it's money's never been an issue for them. In addition to that, I've sold multiple residences where the Northeasterns combine the residences and go from 2,000 to 4,000 or from 3,000 to 6,000 square feet, and they have no problem spending $6, $7, $10 million.
Do you know what I call that? A sky palace. Now, Neil, you're selling and building a whole bunch of sky palaces over there. What does the top of the building look like over there? We've only got about, what, 2 minutes left, D? 2 minutes. I need a little bit from you on your building, a little bit, and then we're going to talk about how to get you all. Okay, I'm done.
Well, we have some 4,500 square foot penthouses in our first tower that we put on the market a little while ago. We're not marketing our second tower's penthouses right now, but the first tower is being marketed, and they'll be available for occupancy in late summer this year. So they're a rarity. The whole building is sold out except for these few penthouses, and we saved the best for last, and they're on the market right now.
Is that what I was seeing on, what was it, the broker of Miami, Million Dollar Broker Miami or something?
Million Dollar Listing.
Okay, okay.
You're absolutely right.
Oh, you're a star. You're a TV star. Okay, Michael, one quick second, and we're going to tell about how people get buying information.
Terrazas Miami, on the Miami River, starting from the low 200s. You will never be able to see this real estate again. If you're interested, please come by our sales office. We're right on site in the lobby.
Oh, awesome. Neil, how do I buy at Marina Palms?
172nd and Biscayne, right on the water, marinapalms.com.
All right. Well, this is great. We got to have you guys back. A little personality finally entered the room here. I love you guys. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to talk to the UHealth docs about why you need to ride in the Ride DCC coming up in early February. We'll be right back after this. D, it's yours.